Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All righty then, Al Morgan and Rhea Hughes here on the Morning Show WIP, and it is time for the Hot Seat with Ava Graham.
Yes, Al. You know, I really can't stand Alex Rodriguez.
Today, ESPN is on the hot seat. Brought to you by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge. Hot seat. ESPN has announced that Alex Rodriguez will be a part of the crew who will be calling the Phillies playoff game Friday. And all I can say is, why us, ESPN? A-Rod is the worst.
Guarantee you this is how it's going to go. Pujols, Pujols, Pujols. Let me talk about me a little bit. Pujols, Pujols, Pujols. More me.
Well, good news, Phillies fans. Larry Anderson, L.A. himself, will be broadcasting alongside the great Scott Fransky throughout the playoffs.
You've had enough of A-Rod with his little white gloves. Does he wear them when he's broadcasting or just when he's running on the bases?
You've had this pair of extra gloves this whole time?
I don't know about the gloves, Al, but take comfort in knowing that you can turn down your TV and turn up Sports Radio 94 WIP. Let's see.
Yes, indeed. L.A. Can't we? Does he still know how to travel?
I might have to, you know, pick him up and take him to the airport.
Oh, man.
Probably.
Yeah, let's check in. Let's go to Hassan and Gladwin. Good morning, Hassan.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Is this Hassan Reddick?
No, I wish. Then I'll be the player of the week.
So that is, that's right.
Absolutely. I just want to talk about the Eagles and how great they look. You know, I'm super excited. I don't want to get too excited and compare them to the Super Bowl team yet, because I think, you know, we have a history of either finishing fast and then ending slow, or starting slow and ending fast. So I'm hoping that, you know, it can be balanced, because I know we're going to lose some games. Some people talking about undefeated, which is impossible in this league in this day and time. But I think Jalen is doing a great job. Our running back is doing a better job. But I'm wondering, is it just for contract year? You know, I'm hoping, you know, he does well. We give him a contract to keep him, you know, and then he goes back to being the old
I don't
Miles
care
Sanders.
Right now. I'll take the year right now, and yes. Then I'll worry about that later.
Next year.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But that's the scary part, because then, like, the way New Orleans is playing, right, we possibly can have a good pick, and it's some good running back.
Yeah.
And it's also some good defensive linemen. I'm watching Alabama.
No. Don't worry about next year.
Stop.
Don't worry about the draft.
Okay.
Just it's this year. This is it. This could be the big one.
The draft will be great because they got two early picks, but
really?
Worry about that later.
But it's scary because of McNabb. Listening to McNabb talk about us not being ready because
– No. He if you listen to him, he clearly is not he's not making any sense.
Right.
No. I mean,
right.
But, I mean, they're 1 or 2 years away, and he's saying, well, then Fletcher probably won't be here. Brandon might not be here. Jason Kelce might not be here. You lose those three, you know, you might – it's just
– Number five will always love you.
But then what he means by who's going to be the leaders then. You know what I mean? Like, any great championship teams has great leaders.
Yeah, and you'll
who's
have that leader with – you'll have it with Jalen Hurts.
A quarterback.
Your quarterback. And remember, if he is your quarterback of the future, you get to use those draft picks next year to fill positions.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Which we need.
All right, you got any brother – you had brothers that – the brother combination?
Lonzo and LaMelo Ball.
There you go.
That's like an interesting combination. All right, go ahead. Give him a spin on the prize wheel. We got some stuff still left. Actually, got a lot of stuff left. Give away a lot of those cards. And you indeed did get something. You got the pair of tickets to see Brian Regan at the Miller Theater on Saturday, January 4th. Wait, in January. Tickets on sale, KimmelCulturalCampus.org. So you get that. I'll put you on hold. Get in line for those tickets. Let's go to Rick in Doylestown. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Rick. Just to pose the scenario or question, because I love watching Monday's locker room celebration with the champagne and
yes.
cheap beer and cigars. But if it was a Wednesday and they clinched it today, do you think they would tone it down so they wouldn't be hungover for the Friday first game?
I don't know. It's still a day.
Why
but
is everybody so good? They won it on Monday.
Yeah. It was...
Like, give them – like, sometimes when we go, why are these guys out at night and they're not – like, I mean, sometimes we do it. But this is 4 days away?
Yeah.
Seriously, it's not a big deal.
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with the Monday. I'm just posing the Wednesday scenario. Would they have
it would have been a little different. It's a day off. It's in between. There's no work. I wouldn't. Yeah. No, it'd be fine. I enjoyed
it.
Not
a concern.
I enjoyed it.
I missed it. After 11 years, it was fun to see.
Yeah.
It was a good throwback feel. But, yep, that was it.
Okay. Your brother combination?
I'm tuning in late, so did anybody say Jimmy and Joe Watson?
No, nobody did.
We'll take that. Certainly, Jimmy and Joe Watson.
Don't shake Joe Watson's hand. He will break it.
Yeah, he's still playing hockey.
He still shakes his hand.
It's amazing. He's still playing at like 80 years old, whatever he is. Number three, a Phillies gray T-shirt. Put you on hold for that. Let's check in with, let's go to Rick in Latin Doylestown. Good morning, Rick.
I'm back again.
Oh, that's
Rick,
right.
I put you on hold. Yep. Didn't get you yet. We got Anthony in North Philly. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's happening?
Hey, all I got to say is that the Cardinals are going down on Sunday.
Which one?
St. Louis and Arizona.
There you go.
Hey, listen, I'm not too worried about Sunday's game. I think our defensive front line is better than their offensive front line as far as the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Does Kyler Murray stay on the run? And we're going to be chasing them down on Sunday. I'm just so excited about going into Dallas week 5-0.
You know? That would be sweet.
That's going to be great. And if Dak back or if he's not, it really doesn't matter. Cooper Rush, Dak Prescott, we're going to trash them as well, too. So, yeah, I'm pretty well. I really can't see a loss coming up.
Oh, boy. You and Ross. Yeah, well,
look,
I mean, it's
he's allowed to feel that
way.
Hey,
look, they're favored, right? Technically, right now, they're favored in every game to the rest of the season, really, when you look at it, mm-hmm. what's going on. So, yeah, there's a lot of good. It's a good week, despite the rain. It's a good week to be in Philadelphia
right
now.
Believe it might stop this afternoon.
Yeah, it's going to stop. We get some breaks of sunshine. Do you have a brother combination, Anthony?
Did anybody say Steph and Steph Curry?
No, they did not. That's a pretty good one.
Good one.
That's actually might be the best one. And you, too, get a Keith Jones autographed hockey card. No brother combination there. I actually got a call on, believe it or not, the Flyers. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, how's it going? I want to talk about what everybody's talking about this week, the Flyers.
Yeah.
That's all they're talking about.
What do you got?
Hey, look, I'm going to talk to you, Al, real quick about three things you love: hockey, ice cream, and apple cider donuts.
Yes.
I absolutely love the Flyers, and I'm actually getting a little pumped up. I'm taking my daughter and my son to their first ever game against the Canucks.
Oh, cool.
On the 15th, so
Saturday.
I'm probably the three people that's been watching the preseason games, and I watched them last night, and they had a little kick. They had a little kick to them against the Islanders. I'm hoping, though, I'm just because I'm trying not to get down on the team before the first game. Is there any chance this team can at least fight for a playoff spot this year?
There's a chance the goaltender pot. I mean, the problem now is everybody's hurt again. It's amazing the injuries bugs that they've had, but. It's also amazing to me that there's like 9 days. I mean, they have so many game days now without a game. It's huge.
It's a weird schedule.
It's crazy. And of course, like I redid my whole man cave. I repaint. I got Flyers colors. I built a Flyers flag. Hang in there.
Have an apple cider donut.
Well, Al, go to Shady Brook Farms. They have apple cider ice cream sandwiches.
Oh.
They are the most amazing thing.
No, I'm telling you. No. The biggest crime of the country is that falling in love with pumpkin spice when apple cider is there at the same time.
I'm telling you,
it's way better. That pumpkin spice stuff it's disgusting. Just go get the
pumpkin pie. I don't do anything else.
Apple cider donuts. They're unbelievable.
I love apple pie.
Yeah. Well,
apple cake. I make. You've had my apple cake. Yeah.
Apples, and it's like, oh, huh. The pumpkin's overrated.
Pumpkin is overrated. Pumpkin's, apple superior.
Good pumpkin. You put them on the front step for Halloween, and then you split them in half and throw them so the deer can eat them. It's all they're good for.
There you go.
All right. Do you have a brother combination?
Yeah, sticking with hockey, Pavel and Valet Burry.
We'll give you it. Put you on hold here.
I was shocked he stuck with hockey.
Number two, you won a hand and stone massage and facial and gift spa, 50-minute massage or facial. Go to any of their there's many of them, 60 locations around the area. Let's check in with Lou. Lou, you're a 94 WIP.
Hey. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good morning, Lou.
Absolutely pumped about the Phils. I'm pumped about the weekend, and I think it was Rhea, you hit the nail on the head with A-Rod, or maybe it was Ava with the, I don't want to hear about Pujols, and I don't want to hear about A-Rod.
You're going to hear about it. It's just what he does. It's inevitable.
I know. Yeah. I think out of all the professional sports, he's probably my least favorite to listen to.
Well, what happens with some of these guys, it's, if you played against somebody, or they're still remaining, and it doesn't take long to have nobody you played against or with to be in the league anymore.
Yeah, I mean, at 42, you know, Pujols is it.
Why can't they make him do the Yankees games? Why do we have to suffer through him?
I agree with you.
You know what? Do the radio. I'm telling you.
Yeah, the good
LA's
news.
Back.
Yeah,
I'm
the
going
good news,
to.
Yeah.
Thank God for L.A.
Yeah. L.A. is doing the games over the weekend.
Thank God.
And I know what we have to look at on Sunday is if it interferes with the Eagles, then Ava, they will be on 12:10 a.m. the Phillies. Yep.
Yeah. So, but anyway, L.A. will be there, so that's the way to.
Thank God.
That's the way to deal with it. All right. Do you have a brother combination?
I have a brother combination. You guessed it, Frank and Sylvester Stallone, the Stallone brothers.
Frank and Sylvester Stallone. All right. We'll go with. Yeah, actually, got a prize here. You got a pair of tickets to see the Flyers home opener by Smartwater as they verse the Devils. That's the home opening tickets October 13th at the Wells Fargo Center. All fans get the home opener T-shirt. Tickets on sale now. Where else? PhiladelphiaFlyers.com. So let's see. We have a guarantee from Ross Tucker. That
what did he say again, Joe, about the Cards?
I think they stink. I really have a tough time watching them.
So his dream...
Yes,
will be that the Phillies and the Eagles win, and they play that on. We come back here on
next Monday, yes.
And that like he's treated like a king, or he's going to be blamed for whatever happens.
Well, it's your fault. You're the one who remembered. He said they were overrated yesterday.
Yeah, and he said it. And there are certain guys that can kind of qualify things. No.
They stink.
They're flat out. They stink. All right, went over that. We got lots of stuff coming up. Angelo is back tomorrow.
No, he's back tomorrow. Hopefully, we will have, and we'll be at Chickie and Pete's.
Chickie's and Pete's
South
all
Philly.
Day. WIP with a pep rally of sorts for the Phillies. So lots of stuff going on there. And of course, now it's time to do a wrap.
Yeah. So I will continue on with that. So it's the Phillies' return of Red October pep rally all day. Live 6 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. We'll be broadcasting from Chickie's and Pete's in South Philadelphia, and there will be a limited edition The Return of Red October T-shirt, compliments of our friends at Budweiser. So you want to get down there. There's only so many per show, so you can check out all the details on the WIP Facebook page. There's an event there that gives you everything that's going to be going on. Tonight, I will be at Union Street Pub in Wilmington, hosting Quizzo. Come play, win some prizes, enjoy yourself. Line of the day is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. I'm actually going to give this one to Joe Wechter.
You can bet $25 on the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, the Sixers to win the NBA championship, and the Phillies to win the World Series, and you win $420,000.
For
think.
25 bucks.
For 25
it's worth
bucks.
It.
Not the Flyers, you get a billion.
Very nice, Joe.
And brought to you by Arm & Cadillac. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and you'll see pink all month long at Arm & Cadillac to honor survivors and those lost. Always hoping for a cure. ArmandCadillac.com. Who do you consider the single season home run king? 59% Barry Bonds over Aaron Judge.
All right, I think I want to thank Ava Graham and thank Rhea Hughes, of course, for getting me through the morning here. Want to thank Jack Fritz, who came on, and, of course, Ross Tucker and Joe Wechter, our producer. And we're going to be joined next by Joe and John and Seltzer coming in for the next show. How do we do, Joe?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.